Blog Talk Radio.
The election. The election is a battle in a war. It is not something unto itself. The result of this election in itself is a matter of indifference. It's a question of how the battle is won and lost. But there's another issue. There's also an issue of World War III. And World War III is between the British Empire, better known as the Anglo-Dutch liberal banking financial system on the one side, and the principal nations of Eurasia, Russia, China, India, and other nations, are the targets of intended warfare by the British Empire, which is already turning Europe into a mere colony of the British Empire through the program of the Lisbon Treaty. If the Lisbon Treaty were adopted, and is being pushed for adoption now, there would not be a single nation on the continent of Europe, west of Belarus and Russia, which had any sovereignty whatsoever. The British Empire would control the entirety of that region of Europe, from Portugal to the borders of Belarus and Russia, as a puppet of the Anglo-Dutch liberal financial interests. It is those interests represented in the United States for a long time, have taken over control of the U.S. dollar, control of the United States. Now they're moving in for the kill. The same cartel that put Mussolini into power in Italy, the same cartel that put Hitler into power in Germany. And we're now at the brink of something like a Hitler power taking over the United States. If they grab the United States, then they will grab all of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty. If they control the United States and the parts of Europe under the Lisbon Treaty, then you will have an actual fighting war emerging on this planet. You will have dictatorship. You will have mass starvation. The elimination of whole sections of the population of parts of the world through starvation. And that's part of the British program. It's the food war. That's the situation. We're not dealing with an election. We're dealing with whether there is in the United States, in the top layers of society, the moral fitness to survive. And so far, the vote is, in the leadership of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, neither is morally fit to survive. They're as unmorally fit to survive as the people who backed Mussolini and backed Hitler back in the 1920s and the 1930s. And if we allow this to happen, we will get the same kind of treatment that the victims of Mussolini, Hitler, and so forth. So, that's what we said. We have to win this war against that evil empire.
Hello, hello, and hello, and welcome to the show today. My name is Phil Armstrong, and for the next 53 minutes, we're going to be talking about current events. I have a lot of things going on that are interfering with my me. I'm just going to go ahead and contact Blog Radio and see what the problem is. I'm having a lot of demonic fights or issues. I even have an antivirus thing popping up every 5 seconds telling me something's affecting my computer right before the show. Now, why didn't it do it the last 24 hours, 30, some, 48 hours? I don't know. But it picked the right time. So evidently, I'm doing something out there. They don't want me to grow. I'm going to go ahead and set my computer back and do that to your computer. You can go in accessories and go to system tools, and you can set your computer back. So if you're having any problems with your computer, as long as you didn't put anything key on your computer, and a matter of fact, I think it can maintain those key items. So you can actually set your computer back 24 hours, and whatever its problem is giving you, it should be gone. I don't know about viruses, though. You might have to get those removed. Sticking right in the corner of my switchboard that I'm not even going to touch into after the show, believe it or not. It's a lot of things going on today around this world. The big news, and I don't know if it's on the actual news on Fox, CNN, because I haven't been watching it. They're still getting over Michael Jackson and Sola Major or whatever her name is running for... And I still respect her position. I just can't pronounce her name. Soldier Mayor, something like that. Running for, I respect the position. I don't really know too much about her views. I'm probably going to find them out in the next couple days. But if she's hanging around, if she's hanging around President Obama, she's probably a baby killer. So I'm not going to go anywhere else with that one. And I apologize if I offended anybody out there, but that's my job. Okay, we got some big any of my current shows, my past shows, you'll know that I'm very big on, I believe that God is a timer. He puts numbers in the Word of God for reasons. Before numerology or astrology and all that other stuff came out, God, He formed this universe. I'm pretty sure He used numbers. Now, God is so brilliant, is beyond our imagination, but He used numbers. Now, if you listen to any of my past shows, you know that I believe that God set a timer for His coming. You say, no one knows the day and hour. Well, that's true. But I'll touch on that later on in the program, but I want you to get to this big news. It is very big news. Okay? If you listen to any of my past shows, you know that I believe that the last part of this month is going to be big. Matter of fact, it's going to be huge. Now, I saw this article. I saw it on the BBC. This is big, man. This is so big. Okay, it says world may back Iran up as part of, and it's cut off, but a part of a, so the West, actually, I just noticed it was cut off. The West is backing Israeli hit. What a timing. Okay, I believe that, this is my belief in the last days. I believe that if you take a, whenever Jesus Christ begins, it's going to come back. I don't care what year it is, if it's 2025, you can lay, if you're left behind, you're not here, you know, I believe in there's a post, a rapture. I believe there's a preacher of rapture. If you're here, whenever the Antichrist signs a peace deal, you're going to be able to take a calendar that's and lay out a funnel on its side, a triangle on its side, and the narrow end of the triangle will go towards the date that the Antichrist signs a peace deal. Now, as the time back up, the triangle gets wider. So let's say, for instance, let's use this year. Okay, let's just use this year. It'd be fun, all fun and games. October 15th, let's just say the tribulation period just started, and oh man, you know, all the whole world goes into chaos, and the Antichrist comes, and he says, okay, I will bring peace to the earth. Okay, take a big, large sheet of paper, lay out a funnel that represents time, but it also represents geopolitics, and it represents everything. It represents, you know, everything that's going on. But as the triangle narrows, things, there's just like the birth pain, sort of. Okay. Now, if we use the date of October 15th, let's just use October 15th of any year, so you guys won't say I'm trying to guess the day and hour. Now, back up from that pointed end where the tribulation period started on October 15th, and it gets wider. Now, this triangle that I'm making will be cut off at May 20th. Of course, the triangle can back all the way up to where Jesus was, because the last days were where Jesus was, you know, and the church was formed. And that was the last days. So Paul said we are in the last days. But let's, for this thing, I want you to look at May 20th as a time period where the triangle appeared. Okay? I call this thing the funnel effect. Whenever Jesus Christ is going to come back, the birth pains will get worse. Okay? The funnel will start to narrow. Means as it narrows, more things, you have these clues that we're at the end time, but you're not sure. You know we're in the end times, but you're not sure when it's going to happen. So the reason why I'm saying all of this is I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio that long, but I do have some videos on YouTube. and I really didn't go into this, but I am now. If this was the time from May 20th to July 20th, will put you right in the middle, sort of in the middle of the triangle. So it's starting to narrow. Now, the reason why I bring that up is that the world body has given Israel permission, well, at least this article looks like it says, a deal taking shape between Israel and the Western leaders will facilitate international support and strike on Israel strike on Iran's nuclear facility in exchange for concessions and peace negotiations with the Palestinians and the Arab neighbors. Now, I read an article on the settlement, and it seems like a lot of things are taking place undercover for negotiations for a peace agreement. Anybody who wants to call in, please press 1 on your thing, and you should be able to get in, because I keep having these callers that when I go look at my archives, it says I have callers, but I never see them. Okay, now, if you listen to any of my past shows, you'll notice that the times of awe starts from the 21st of July to the 31st of July. Now, they're running terror drills. And also, there are warships preparing for Iranian attack. Now, I'm not saying that Iranian attack is going to happen this time. I think it's going to happen in August. But I believe there's going to be a terrorist attack in the next 2 weeks, three weeks. I believe it's going to be a lot of things happening in the next 3 weeks. Now, Russia and China have drills. I lost the article. Russia and China is having drills from the 22nd to the 26th. Now, is it anything to be to look at? Probably could be. You never know. But I think the United States and Canada and all those other nations that are going to be having terror drills at the end of this month is a big deal. Now, the times of awe is a 10-day period. It goes from the 21st of July to the 31st of July. And the reason why I sound like I'm scatterbrained, because I'm all over the directions and I just don't know where to go, but I know where to go, but I have so much stuff. But the sign is on the 22nd of July, so anything can happen within that 10-day period. Okay, I'm not picking a specific date. But I do believe that war could be on the horizon because the eclipse is over the Dire Straits. Now, if anybody listened to the Daniel timeline, he doesn't spend too much time on 2009. I think he does that on purpose. Because he has the date. If go on YouTube and listen, type up Daniel timeline. A wonderful preacher has spoken about the Daniel timeline. And he has it that October 15th, somewhere around there, 15th, 2016 will be when Jesus. And if you back up 7 years, you're going to get this. You're going to get this fall. And I got to look at my calendar when the Feast of Tabernacles will start. Now, if you're a preacher rapture person, the Bible says no man knows the day and hour. I'm a preacher rapture person. Now, if the Rosh Hashanah was a two-day event, and I live in Airway Heights, Washington, and you live in New York, and our friend lives in England, and somebody else that we know lives in Africa, somebody else that we know lives in Russia, are we on the same time clock? If it's 4:17 where I live at, is it 4:17 where you live at? Well, a lot of people probably is 4:17. But no man. When I had to call my wife from Qatar, when I was over in Kuwait, Qatar, it was morning over here. And see, what happens is a lot of people seem to stick to the premise that no man knows the day and hour, and I will too, because I don't know what time it is right now in Russia. I have no idea. But could it be that if there is a rapture, and I'll be the devil's advocate, I'm actually being the reverse of the devil's advocate, but if there is a rapture and it does happen on Rosh Hashanah, that's a two-day event. So not only do we have to deal with the first day with a 24-hour, 24-zone time zone, or more than that, a lot of time zone. But we also have to deal with the second day. So no man knows the day and hour. This is the No Man Knows the Day and Hour festival. Now, if this was the year, anybody out there know Gerald Celente? I mean, he says that World War III is a good chance that geopolitically Iran would get attacked. Now, doesn't it say in Ezekiel 38:39 that Russia comes down as a guard for these nations that they are with? Minus Syria. And I'm not laughing about it because I don't want anybody to die. I'm just saying minus Syria because it's kind of coincidental that some of these nations don't show up in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now, the rapture of the church, besides God destroying the Russian army, could it signal to the Jewish people that, hey, this is the time that God wrote about? Could the rapture of the church be a signal from the marriage symbolism that Israel had in its past? Remember, Abraham sent Eleazar out to get a wife for his son Isaac. It was Rachel or Rebecca, Rachel. And he paid the the father of the daughter a dowry and said that my master's son will be back to get your daughter at an appointed time. So what did Isaac do? He went back and prepared a place for her. It was a timed event. If you read Hosea chapter 6, I think it is, it says, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he shall raise us up to be in his sight. Peter gave a clue when he said, a day to the Lord is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day. If you read the book of Enoch, which is not scriptural, but it was written, a lot of people are pointing to it. And Paul also referred to some things that were not in the Bible as a writing for us to go and read. But and it says in Proverbs that a wise man gains knowledge. And it also says in Ecclesiastes that knowledge brings sorrows. But anyway, so if this is right, and I think Jewish weddings last for the ceremony, the celebration, lasts for 7 years, something like that. I don't know. I have to go check into that. But anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is that I believe that we are on the epiphany of time. I think 2012, which everybody keeps looking at, it's funny that church members say, well, it's 2012, it seems like a good time for me, but right now it's too soon. Do you realize that he said that when at an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh? Why do you think he's going to come? Just like 2000, just like the year 2000, Y2K, I even fell into the trap. 2012, I ain't falling for this trap. So, what scares most Christians is that he might be coming sooner than that. And God has placed signs in the skies on Luke 21, and there should be signs in the stars. What do you suppose that means? And why would he say the New Testament for? Why did he tell the Colossians that don't let anybody be ashamed of your new moons? I mean, don't let anybody tell you anything bad about your new moons. Well, I mean, what was he saying about that? He also said in a Corinthians somewhere about new moons. Now, does the church, should the church be concerned about this? Well, the church is, God made it so the church be blind about Rosh Hashanah and all the other feasts. I think he did. Because we be trying to time it on a party like it's 1999 into his time. But I think the Jewish people will find out, plus a few Christians on this side of town, on this side of the rapture, will find out that Rosh Hashanah was the two-day event. Your job is to figure out who's the Antichrist? Yeah, I want to figure out Brent Musburger is the Antichrist. But who the Antichrist is, why do you even care? Oh, yeah, that's right. The people who believe there is no rapture wants to find out. Actually, the people who believe there's a rapture wants to find out. Do we really care? The Bible says, look at that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The blessed hope is Jesus Christ. So when somebody that's looking at Christ comes up to me and says, no one knows the day and hour, why are you looking for that? Well, he's partially right. No man knows the day and hour. Like, even if you knew Rosh Hashanah was it, what day is it? What time zone is it? What time would it be here versus what time would it be in Russia? What time would it be here versus what time would it be in Russia versus what time it would be in Israel? No man knows the day and hour. Why can't anybody grasp that? I'm not the smartest person in the world. Especially drinking all the diet soda and aspartame, which guys like Alex Jones and other shows, or Dr. Stan Ortiz, warn me about, and I still like it because it's probably addictive. I'm just joking. But we are there. I just don't know if it's 2009 or 10. Now, go ahead and get offensive if you want to. That's fine. I don't really care. You'd be surprised. When I was in the military, how many people came against me when I was telling them stuff like that? I've been telling them stuff like this for a while, but I never picked the day and hour. I never picked the year, actually. I told them we were very close. Now I'm actually saying it. We are at the door. people. God is, Jesus is at the door. He's actually down the street. You can see the pizza man coming. You know, when you see the pizza man coming, or you see a delivery truck, and the delivery man just calls, say, I'm on my way. And outside my window, I can see the highway. So I said, I wonder if this U-Haul truck, I mean, this U-Haul, the house, yeah, it's getting closer and closer and closer and closer. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, and I go downstairs like a little kid and answer the door. Well, we're there. And it looks like the world body is secretly meeting with Israel to give them the okay. Now, I don't know. Some of y'all probably been watching the news more than I have. And maybe y'all saw it on the news, and I just haven't really saw it. Because Alex Jones, I listen to him in the morning, and I listen to Dr. Stan Matisse at night. And I think his is a little bit delayed. I don't know. I'm in Spokane, Washington area. But it looks like to me that the Western bodies have given the okay. Now, are they going to strike within these 10-day period of off, or are they going to wait? Chances are Israel's going to wait. But what's going to happen on the times of off? The Bible says nations should rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There should be famines and pestilence in diverse places. I believe that the schools would be used, the high schools and the preschools, unfortunately, will for the swine flu. I also believe it's going to be a meeting place to get your vaccination. I also think we're going to go into a police state in the next 60 days. I'll just say 90 days. My funnel effect covers 90 days. I've always believed this. Whenever Jesus Christ begins, it's going to come back. You can also let back the tip of that funnel back to the rapture if you're left behind, unfortunately, maybe. But it will narrow. The birth pains will, as the funnel narrows, the birth pains will get worse as the drag racer comes out of the lot and the car gets slower and slower and slower. We're going to see it. Okay? I'm going to advertise about my show starting next week. And I really need to get out there because I kind of do these shows. Now, I do have these shows planned, but I really don't approach it like I should. I mean, like I said, next week I'm going to actually invite people to come out and watch the show, and I'm going to try to get more out there. But what I wanted to talk to you about for the remainder of the show is what possibly can happen in the next 60 days. Well, from July to August is what, 30 days? And from August 20th or to September 20th is, so in the next 90 days, just to be on, I just say, what can possibly happen? Anybody out there in the people in the chat room have any idea what possibly can happen in the next 90 days? Because if you're watching the news, it's been quiet. And I've always said this, and I've told my wife this, she thinks I'm crazy, but I told her exactly when the stock market will start to improve. Because before Jesus Christ comes back, but before that funnel that I told y'all about starts to narrow, it's going to get very calm in the world. The birds will sing and the sun will come out. And then when this 10-day of off comes, the Pandora's box could open. The calmness is gone. You notice the markets go up and down. Things happen, but bills and trying to get a person in the Supreme Court. Things are happening, even in undercover in Israel. You know, we're going to negotiate with the world body. People are calling for the new world order. You know, the leaders of the world saying, "Let's have a new world order." And they're not gonna put it on CNN. The world is calling for a new world order because they know people out here know about the new world order. questions, and you know they want a dumb populace anyway. Okay, so the African nations on the 16th of July are meeting in Egypt to call for a new world order. So all of these countries are calling for a new world order, and they're all coming together at the same time, all over the place, calling for a new order. What are you supposed to coming down the pike? A new world order. You got short off coins and talking about, you know, killing more babies and talking about, oh, I really believe that the WHO, that the swine flu will mutate in the fall. Oh, there's going to be bank runs. Oh, there's going to be bank holidays in the fall. Oh, and President Obama, if you don't cooperate, Iran, we're coming after y'all in the fall. In September. Everything's lining up in September. I'm not trying to be funny enough, yes, I am. Ah, you can do nothing but laugh. Because when they pull the plug, they're going to pull the plug. The stars line up. These people are devil worshippers. They go and get sworn in for governor at 12 o'clock at night time like Ronald Reagan used to do. They still do that stuff. These people are demonic. Now, I don't know if they watch them into getting sworn in at 12 o'clock at night. But these people really believe in this stuff. They're demonic. So something about 2009, we need to actually search and see, because I'm a Christian, so I'm not going to really do too much diving into it, because I but what? Why is everything starting to line up here? It's going to be next year. And yeah, Carla, I do believe I don't know what to call clipboard person, a chat room person, Lance T. I do believe you're correct. I think 2000 put on a paradigm shift. Now, the Anti-Catholic 2012, if you go of death or what, but he rises up. And the first beast, the second beast, which is the false prophet, tells the whole world to worship the Antichrist and, you know, take to him, worship him. And that is, and if you look at the Jewish holidays, when did Jesus, when was he crucified? On Passover. I believe the Antichrist will be assassinated on Passover. When did Jesus Christ was buried? On unleavened bread. When did he rise? On first fruit. So if you take a Jewish calendar and look on 2013, you might get all those dates. Nothing aligns better than Daniel's timeline on YouTube. If you punch in Daniel's timeline, it puts the tribulation period start. It puts it on 2009. The middle of the tribulation period will be 2013, and the end of the tribulation period will be October 2016. Back up 7 years, you come back to 2009, October. The rapture of the church. If it is a rapture, we're going to find out. And I keep saying if it's this year, that year, but my heart says we're there. But for the safe side, so I'm not a prophet. So you guys can take my picture, put it up on the page, and you guys can throw darts at it if you want. I'm not a prophet. I don't intend to be a prophet. I am a watchman. I'm an evangelist. God sometimes gives normal people prophetic scenes into the future. I'm not a prophet. Please, I can get this thing wrong. But it kills me how people try to put off Jesus Christ's return. It just kills me. Long as they're suffering in this world, I'm ready. But the only thing is I want people to get saved. So therefore, next week, I'm going to advertise this radio program because I don't have the time for not to be able to get this word out and basically saying, okay, let me go out in my living room and do this radio program, get the kids out the house, you know, go play so I can do this radio program. I am going to get it done. Matter of fact, showed the new currency at most recent G8 summit. And yes, the G8 people are revving up for the new world. And I don't think they know it. I believe that Vladimir Putin is Gog. I don't think it's Medvedev, but he is kind of cocky as also. So maybe he is Gog. But I do believe that we are going to see a lot of things happen right after these months, which come between the 21st and the 31st of July. I'll be here in August. I think that Israel will hit Iran in August. I also think Syria will be nuked between August 1st and September 15th. If it's not this year, then you take the funnel effect and put it right on the calendar for next year. God has given us grace. I don't want nobody dying. There is a mystery to saying, we do believe that 2.5 billion people on the face of the earth will be killed in 2.2 seconds. I don't want nobody dying. I think that's why I do the things I do. Kind of stutter when I'm talking. It seems like I'm all over the place. I hesitate a lot. And my preacher the other night told me, you need to stop hesitating. You need to call a spade a spade. And that's what I'm probably going to do. I noticed also that 7 o'clock is a better time to run a show than 4 o'clock. Because people automatically come. Like in my nighttime show, most people I had in the chat room, like 20-something people, I was pretty surprised. 20 people view it at the same time. But see, at 4 o'clock, it seems like I'm not having as many people come in. Now, I have a caller that calls in. I don't know if that's you or not. I recognize the phone number. I don't know. Let me see. I have to figure out how to screen these calls. So I'm going to have to put some commercials into my show. So my show, I'm expecting over the weekend, I want my show, I'm going to come back with a more professional show. I'm not really going to be all over the place. I'm just going to actually say in order. I'm going to follow things in order. But sometimes God takes me into a different place. Now, I want to fix a call here before. I'm not saying I know you from somewhere, but something's to me not to answer that call, so I won't answer that call. God bless you. If anybody else out there want to call, then fine. I apologize if you're not the same person that called about a month ago. If you listened to one of my shows, somebody called in just saying something. If you can find another phone to call from to prove that you're not that this person, then fine, you can do that. But next week, I'm going to start taking calls more frequently. Lance P, thank you for your writings on the chat room. If y'all have any questions, please feel free to go to my page and just put it up on the comment section. And Area code 416. If you want to go cuss me out on the comments, just tell me who you are, and the next time I see you, I'll answer the phone. But God bless everybody out there, and I'll be praying for y'all. I still got 19 minutes, so I still am amazed that we could be close to a lot of things happening. What if you're not a preacher, a rapture person? What would if a rapture really happened? Can you imagine what the rapture by itself? How much trauma that would inflict on society? Think about it. The rapture of the church. Millions of people missing, including all babies and kids. So if you're a nurse who's unsaved and you're working at the hospital, my wife, you know, or one of these hospitals, Holy Family, and the rapture of the church, you had no idea it was coming. You know wards were on TV. You know that the pestilence, because you're treating some of the pestilence people, and you know that they were in martial law, and you know the military vehicles driving. But you know it. You just think it's part of the thing. You just think it's part of normality now. You just say, well, we got to do this because we have an outside threat, not knowing that we actually have an inside threat more than an outside threat. But anyway. And all of a sudden, you're working the 12 o'clock shift, and at 12:41 Eastern Standard Time, or at 9:41 our time, people just vanish. Babies vanish. People all over the hospital vanish. Then they lock down the hospital, and then everything's just trauma from there on. Can you imagine how mamas would feel? Or a lady that's sitting in the hospital with a big stomach waiting to give birth, but they got to give her all this medication and try to get her ready to have birth. And then 9:35, she's ready to give birth, and the doctor's coming in, and then he still ain't there yet, and he's almost there yet, and he comes into the room, and just before he comes in the room, the trumpet sounds, and the baby's gone, and the mama's stomach just goes back to normal. Or it don't even look like it goes back to normal, because the water breaks, but the baby's not there. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? Would that be something if millions of people vanished, being now, how many people in the United States? My estimation is 1 million people. Now, I've worked in Job Corps. I've worked in the United States Army. I've been in the Army. I've been homeless before. I've attended different churches. I've been out here, and I've been there. Now, I'm going to give you my God's honest opinion, and this doesn't mean the thing. We used to be in a Christian nation. We're no longer a Christian nation. Now, how many people do I think is going to be raptured besides kids? Besides kids, we're looking at 75 million. Tops. You say, well, what are you talking about? The Bible says, broad is the way to lead to destruction. Narrow is the way to lead to life, and few find it. You have to take it seriously. It's not a John Wayne lackadaisical venture into heaven. You almost have to keep your eyes on Jesus the whole time. And what I mean by that is, if you look at a high school, a young kid who wants to play football, his focus is on football. I got to get to practice. I got to get the water. I got to get this. Did you eat breakfast? Did you do this? Okay, you got to study the book. You got to study the training, the playbook. You guys got to go run some rounds around the track. You got to lift weights, because I used to play high school football. And when you get your eyes off the picture, the whole picture, you fall. Well, it can be in algebra class. Your heart has to be in it, first of all, or has to be forced into it. And then Jesus is not going to force us to do anything. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is that in order to make it to heaven, your heart has to be in it. He says, "They live, your heart is far from me." If you're to be raptured at the appointed time, if you're to be raptured at the appointed time when there is a rapture, you have to be ready. Just like a football team has to prepare for a game, or a military, Israel's fighting, preparing to bomb Iran, you have to be ready. God says, "At an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh." So you have to be ready. Now, how do you get ready? You get ready God's way. But you get ready with the power of God. You don't do it on your own. You need God's power. That's why he said to the church of Philadelphia, "Weak, but you have kept my word." Now, if God gives me power, I'm no longer weak, but I'm made strong. He says, "I will build my gate, church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." Tell the church of Laodicea, "You're rich and you need of nothing." So, the way you get ready is you need to put your heart in the right position. It has to be pointing towards Jesus. Okay? It has to be pointing to Jesus. If it's not, then you're going to have to get it there in the next couple of days. If it's the time. If it's not the time, then you got another year. Now, people probably say, "Well, why do you want Jesus to come back?" Doesn't it ever appear to you that at the rate the United States is going, we're not going to be the most prosperous nation anymore? Does it ever come to your, but you love this nation so much that you're blind? Have you ever heard of blind love, when this girl's getting beat up by her boyfriend and all of a sudden, finally she reaches her senses, but after 4 or 5 years of thousands of black eyes and broken arms and burns and bruises, she finally figured it out? If we are to figure it out, we're going to have to do it quickly. And if you love this world so much, you're not willing to let things go, and took it out of here. Oh yeah, that's right, there is no rapture. What a lie. Just make it easier for you to hold on to something. We got to let things go, folks. In order to get raptured, we have to be in a state where we are heading towards God with our whole heart. Or else we're not going to make it out of here. The rapture of the church is probably going to take place in Rosh Hashanah, whatever year it is. If you go online and get you a Jewish calendar, Google it, you guys can say anything y'all want to say to me bad. But you know what? I'm sticking to what God is saying. He's laid out a plan for the Jewish people to read. The time of Jacob's trouble is for the Jewish people. His focus is, once the church is out of here, goes back to the Jewish people. He's not going to sit here and he's going to focus on the Jewish people and the church. The church age is over. It's pretty soon. And you are so right, Lance P. I believe that you are just totally right. Now, I don't know when he's coming 100%. I'm not going to just give you a day. But I do believe in my heart that Rosh Hashanah, it's not really for the church to know this. I'm just saying for few people out there who really want to get it right. I wouldn't go, if I had the national, if my numbers ever grow, the Lord will, I will probably say less and less about it, what I'm saying to y'all now, and focus in on timelines. I'll still preach this, and I tell people, to, hey, look at Rosh Hashanah as a clue. Maybe this will happen. But I'm going to tell y'all this my whole heart, because I only got two people out there right now, and I'm losing. I believe that Rosh Hashanah 2009 or 10 or 11 will make a, is going to play a big part. My best guess, 2009. The generation is from 1948 to 2018. That's a 70-year generation. I don't see any 80-year generations. Now, it says that if this time was not cut short, no flesh will survive. So, if no flesh is going to survive, could it have been that 2016 was the time that he actually cut it off instead of 2018? And could it be that maybe the devil does want people to focus in on 2012 because this is when he's going to usher in his new world order? It says the Antichrist, it says there were five have fallen, one is, and one is yet to come. When he comes, he'll be the seventh, but he'll be the eighth. So could the Antichrist be the seventh when he first rises up, and then be the eighth when he enters the temple and says, I am God, in 2013? Now, who is the Antichrist? Really don't matter. The church is going to be gone, and I guarantee you that. But, and that's funny, a U-Haul truck, a UPS truck just passed by, so that's God's signal. Well, praise God. It ain't coming to this house, but hey. The Antichrist will come from Syria. It's just a premonition. It's not a fact. It's not like I'm saying, I hold the key to where the Antichrist comes from. I need to be looking for that blessed hope and the glory of Jesus Christ. But it's just for fun. Antichrist will be after Damascus is taken away from the city. Somehow or another, they're going to replenish the monarch, or the secret society is going to put somebody in charge that's a good-looking dude. Something's going to happen like that. Or, like I say, he's going to return back to the monarch. They're going to return back to the monarchy of Syria. So the Antichrist will be the king of fierce features. The king that has a look more stout than his fellows. Now, does that sound like Obama? The king of fierce features. Fierce features mean you might be good looking, but you're intimidating. He should have a look more stout than his fellows. A mouth speaking great things. Now, Obama has a good, great, you know, voice if you're looking at a teleprompter. I believe the Antichrist will be a good. Have you ever seen Sean Carter in the 70s when he was younger? Or even Juan Carlos. I don't believe Juan Carlos is the Antichrist, but when you see Juan Carlos in the 70s, go back and type in and see if you can find a young picture of the King of Spain. Good looking guy. Very good looking guy. But he has a look more stout than his fellows. I believe the Antichrist is going to be a little bit taller than most of us, too. I believe that he will be very charming. I don't know how old he's going to be, but he's not going to be a leader that you see on the scene right now. Nobody. He could be a college professor for all we know. He could be a community organizer. Who knows? Just like Obama came aware, the Antichrist would come out of nowhere, but this time with meteoric speed. Somebody that that's in the political circles, but nobody knows him. So his ascension will be quicker. Or he could be, like I said, a monarch, which ascension could be very quick. Now, here's how I think it's going to happen. I got 3 minutes to tell y'all. I believe the Mediterranean Union will be the beast coming out of the sea. I believe the European Union is part of it. The European Union is the west side and the Middle East, the eastern side. So these things, Sarkozy put that into action last July. Go figure. A year exactly, almost. I believe that the Antichrist will take over the European, the Eastern Bloc, which is the Middle East, which will be splitting up into 10 regions. The European Union will be split up and the Middle East plus Africa will be split into 5 regions. Now, I believe that they're going to be regional bosses. So those are going to be the 10 kings. But I also think it's going to be sub-regional bosses. So I believe the Antichrist will take over the Middle Eastern sub-region. And somebody else will have the African region. And somebody else will have the European Union region. Now, somehow or another, I have to prove this one. I don't know how I'm going to do that one. But he should subdue 3. Now, subdue doesn't mean you rip them out violently. It means you just subdue them. God told Abraham to go subdue. But did he go burn up the whole place? No, he just subdued. So if you subduing something, don't necessarily mean you got to evilly rip them apart. It just means you just subdue them. You just take them over. He takes over the first 3 of the 10 regions, and then he takes over. He does so much of a great job with the Middle East that he takes over everything else. Yes, I think he's Middle Eastern. So these are things we have to look for. That he is on the scene. Syria will be in a war with Israel, and yes, he is on the scene. I got 90 seconds. Like I say, I'm going to get out and advertise more for the show. I'm also going to change the show slot to about 6, so I don't want them having any competition on one of my favorite shows, so I want to be able to watch those shows. So some of this is going to be taped, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, but God is going to give me the grace to do it. I'm going to figure it out somehow, how I'm going to set this thing up. So I'm going to do some advertising next week, this weekend, and see if I can grab some more people, because 4 o'clock versus being up at 11 or 10 o'clock, I get more people listening to me that late at night than I do now, and that's not that good. I think everybody's at work. I can't really justify the Eastern Bloc, Eastern Standard Time, but I can justify the Pacific, that everybody's probably at work. So I'm going to have to change my show to some other time. I'm going to do the research and check it out. But God bless all y'all. Now I have to hurry up and find me a theme song before it's too late. God bless everybody out there, and y'all have a wonderful day. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Who's
so, what do you think of my show?
Who is this?
It's the Antichrist. Don't hang up on me. Hello?